Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a great show for you today with Kevin Guz from Homevestors Dallas. Today, Kevin's going to be talking about why you should not quit after having bought your first rental property. It may have been a stressful experience. It may have been, in some instances, a costly experience, financially and emotionally, but that does not mean you should walk away and forego the opportunity to be a successful real estate investor. And Kevin's going to speak to that. So let me bring him on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, Lewis.
Great to have you on here. This is a really interesting topic in the sense that you have a person who has bought a rental property successfully, and yet there's this strong temptation to just throw in the towel and not look at other opportunities or buy additional properties. Tell us about that.
Yeah, and it's a common situation for that new investor or that first-time investor, and it's particularly relevant to those part-time investors or those quote-unquote weekend investors, the people who have the full-time career but yet are beginning to invest in real estate on the side, on a non-full-time basis. And the reason it's so relevant to that particular group of people is, whether you're full-time or part-time, you're going to at some point buy your first investment or rental property. But the difference is that part-time investor, they may find themselves in that state where they only own one rental property for a much longer period of time than would the full-time investor. And what I mean is, that part-time investor, they're going to buy their first rental property over the weekend or during their lunch hour or after work one day. But it may be months, it may even be years before they take on their second property because they're doing this as a part-time business, unlike the full-time investor who they may buy their next rental property. They may purchase it the next week or the next month. So that's why this topic's so relevant to that part-time or weekend investor, because they're going to find themselves in a position where they only own one rental property, and they're probably going to be in that position for quite some time. And that's when the feelings of discouragement might set in, because they're going to have the greater exposure for the longer amount of time. And let me tell you what that means and what I'm talking about in terms of that exposure. You know, I bought my first rental property over 10 years ago that we've discussed many, many times. And I remember these feelings because I was a corporate employee. I was a part-time investor or a weekend investor, or in my case, a lunch hour investor, as we've spoken about many times. But here's the situation that I found myself in. I was real excited, and I made the leap, and I purchased that first rental property successfully, and I still own that property today, by the way. But here's what you're going to experience with that first rental property. Despite what you may see or hear on reality TV or on late-night infomercials, that rental property, yes, it's going to be a positive cash-flowing investment. However, it can be very minimal, I'm here to tell you, especially if you're financing that property versus purchasing it with cash. And what that means is, you know, when you do finance your first rental property with a mortgage, which, by the way, I recommend you do. I don't recommend you purchase rental properties with all cash and tie up your capital in that way. But once you factor in your monthly expenses, your principal payment, your interest payment, your taxes, your insurance, your maintenance and repairs, I'm here to tell you as an experienced investor with many, many rental properties that the returns aren't like you might think. You know, we're not necessarily talking thousands of dollars a month. We are literally talking hundreds of dollars. It could be $200, $300, $400, maybe $500 once you pay off all those expenses I just listed. So as you begin to cash those checks, so to speak, each month, you may start to feel like, hey, wait a minute. you know, I'm only making a couple hundred dollars a month here in cash flow after expenses. If you're astute enough to know and to calculate that, many people don't or don't realize that until much later on. But the returns, they're constant and they're profitable, especially over the long time. But, you know, as with any business, if you're operating in a small scale, your returns are small scale. So you may get discouraged by that, and that may cause you to have second thoughts about continuing on investing in real estate. I'll give you another example that is really built on this same concept of cash flow, in that, think about it. Let's say you've got a rental property and it's financed with a mortgage, and you're smart enough to know that at the end of the day, after all expenses, everything fully loaded, even factoring in a vacancy factor, your cash flow is $300 a month. Well, to put it in perspective, let's say this calendar year, you have to replace the air conditioner on that property. Well, that could very easily absorb the majority, if not all, of your annual cash flow or profits. And boy, that happens once, and you could get very discouraged with your investment, and you could very quickly walk away from any future rental property investment opportunities. And oh, by the way, your friends, your neighbors, your brothers, your sisters, your parents they're going to hold up that example to you time and time again. And you've got to look past that, and you've got to be able to see the bigger, broader picture beyond that first property. I'll give you another example, and I don't mean to be too doom and gloom here, but it's good to know what you're getting into, and good to know that you're going to have to look past these, and I'll tell you in a minute how to get past them. But don't forget, too, if you're that part-time or weekend investor, you buy that first rental property, well, when that property is vacant, whether at the time when you buy it or maybe a year later or 6 months later after the current tenant moves out, guess what? You're now, unfortunately, at 100% vacancy across your portfolio of one. And that's always a painful place to be, because when that mortgage payment comes due and there's not a rent check that's covering it, you as an investor, you'll have to pay that mortgage out of your own pocket. And once again, you know, that can become very discouraging. And, you know, kind of in summary, you may, with your one rental property, get feelings of, hey, this is a very long walk for a very short drink. You know, I'm out. No more properties for me. And here's what I want to tell you. The benefits and the treasure is right around the corner. And if you stop after the first property, you'll never see or enjoy those benefits or treasures. I once had a boss when I was in the corporate sales world, and he always taught us that volume cures all evils. And what he meant was, guys, as long as we were selling a lot every day, each and every day, and we had high sales volume, we'll be able to survive all the evils of our business. You know, unexpected expenses, product supply issues, customer issues, operational inefficiencies. As long as we've got high volume, high sales, we'll be able to survive those. And at the end of the day, we'll succeed. It's exactly the same as you grow your rental property portfolio as an investor. The more properties you have, the better you'll be able to overcome the evils, the broken down air conditioner, the tenant vacancies, you know, whatever it is that you may be experiencing with one property and that you may think is very devastating. If you have a larger portfolio, multiple properties, you'll be amazed at how those other properties will step up and help you during those times when one of your properties hits a downfall, like a vacancy or a repair. And I know this is probably very contradictory to what your intuition tells you. As you purchase that first property and manage it, you may be thinking, and I don't blame you, I thought it too, gosh, more properties, that's more problems. You know, what's Kevin talking about? More properties, that's more risk. You know, if one property is such a problem, such a headache, such a risk, why in the world would I inflict any more pain on myself and acquire more? And I'm telling you, and I'm stressing that you've got to go that next step. And that next step is buying that next property, increasing the size of your portfolio, increasing the number of properties you own so that you can survive those evils, so to speak, or those downfalls. It's just like anything in life, and I'll use tired cliches of that first step you took as a young child. It was painful, it was inefficient, it was not very productive, and you probably didn't get back up right again and do it again because it probably didn't feel too good when you fell. Or when you learned to ride a bike, same thing. That first bike ride was painful. I'm sure there were tears, and I bet you walked away from that bike. And you know, it, even as an adult, the first time you go exercise, boy, it hurts. It's not fun, and you probably don't want to go back, but you got to. And it's the same as you build your portfolio as a rental property investor. You've got to buy that second, that third, that fourth. It's the scale that will unlock your ultimate wealth. And when I say wealth, think about it. The more properties you buy and own, the more principal you're going to gain each month as your tenants pay your mortgage for you. With one property, they're paying off your principal of, let's say, $150 a month. Imagine two properties. Hey, somebody's now paying off $300 a month in principal for you. You're gaining more equity each month as they pay down the principal, which ultimately is going to go right into your pocket someday when you sell that property. You're increasing your cash flow with more properties. Instead of that $300 a month we mentioned in our first example, now you're making $600 a month because you've got two properties. You're enjoying more appreciation. Instead of that one rental property appreciating each year in value, now you've got two. You can start to see how that scale, or from our corporate example, that volume, the number of properties you own, as that goes up, it increases your wealth. Here's another great example. The more properties you buy, you know, I mentioned earlier, those other properties, they'll step up and cover you when one of your properties falls down, so to speak. Let's take that air conditioning example a few minutes ago. The air conditioner goes out in one property, and it costs you, let's say, $2,000 to repair it. If that was your only property, that's a pretty devastating hit to your annual cash flow on your investment of one property. But picture this. You may have three properties, and guess what? The cash flow from those other two properties, it steps in. It covers the cost of that air conditioner repair, and it probably leaves a little left over, too. Now, granted, you don't make as much that one month when that happens, but it sure is better when those other two properties' cash flows covers the cost of the repair at the third property. And if you extrapolate that into more and more properties, you can see how those painful experiences of a painful repair or maintenance or vacancy, they become easily covered or absorbed when you've got other properties that are working hard for you each and every day to create cash flow and build your wealth. And, you know, the advantages go on and on of the multiple properties. You know, they help you attract better business partners like maintenance people, lenders, insurance providers, even property manager. When you've got multiple properties in your portfolio and you call that plumber on Saturday night at 9 p.m., he jumps and he takes care of you because he knows that you've got multiple homes, you're a great customer. You get a little better service than if you've got that one property and you only call once a year. And it applies to all those vendors, insurance, lenders, property managers, across the board. You gain some efficiencies when you have that scale, that volume. And in closing, just remember, there's no business out there today that maximizes their success with one customer, and you won't maximize your success with one rental property. Grow your business, attain the scale, maximize your wealth, and you will be successful as a real estate investor. Don't quit after just one.
Those are very inspiring words. They're very truthful words, and they encapsulate the broader principle of resilience, that you need to be resilient and determined to succeed within this world of real estate investing, and you can do it. And you will do it if you follow these rules. Kevin, as always, a pleasure having you on today.
Thank you very much, Lewis.